The New York Yankees defeated the Chicago White Sox 4-1. It was a game that was all about Juan Soto, who had not one, not two, but three home runs in his first career three-home run game. In the top of the third, Soto hammered a two-run home run to put the Yanks up 2-0. In the top of the fifth, Soto lobbed a home run out to left field to go up by 3. In the top of the seventh, take a wild guess on what Soto did.
Soto drives it in the air, deep right field, he has done it again! Juan Soto, his first career three home run game!
Audio courtesy of the Yankees Avenue YouTube channel. With the win, Nestor Cortes finished the game with 9 strikeouts and 7 innings, while Soto finished the game with 3 runs, 4 RBIs, and 3 home runs. Starting in the NBA, the New York Knicks got the win in Game 2 of the second round over the Indiana Pacers with the final score 130-121. In the fourth quarter, with the Knicks up 115-110, Precious Achiuwa made a slam dunk that sealed the win for the Knicks.
Ball control here, getting the pace where they want. Brunson, a three-pointer, no good. And it's DiVincenzo with the board. He finds it.
Audio provided by the NBA YouTube channel. The Knicks now lead the series 2-0. Jalen Brunson led the team with 29 points and went 11 of his 18 shots from the floor. Josh Hart finished the game with a double-double with 19 points and 15 rebounds. The Kansas City Chiefs managed to get the victory over the Las Vegas Raiders with a final score of 19-17. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes continued to show off the magic even with the offensive woes. In the second quarter with a score of 3-3, Mahomes dialed up on a wild play.
So 3rd and 4. Mahomes hit as he throws, and in the end zone, Justin Watson, touchdown.
Audio provided by the NFL's YouTube channel. His 238th touchdown pass surpassed legendary Chiefs quarterback Len Dawson. In the remaining seconds of the regulation and the Raiders in field goal range, rookie center Jackson Powers Johnson botched the snap to quarterback Aiden O'Connell, and the Chiefs were able to jump on the football and secure the victory. The win improved the Chiefs' record to 11-1 and clinched a playoff berth. Mahomes threw for 306 yards and a touchdown pass, while kicker Matthew Wright made 4 of his 5 field goals. Starting in the MLB, the New York Yankees got the victory over the Philadelphia Phillies with the final score 7-6. It was a game where Chaz Chisholm Jr. didn't disappoint. In the top of the first, Chisholm Jr. recorded an RBI groundout to put the Yankees up 1-0. In the top of the sixth, with the Yankees down 4-1, Chisholm Jr. batted a homer out to right center field to trim the lead 4-2. Then, in the top of the seventh, the Yankees took the lead back thanks to none other than Chisholm Jr.
1-2. Driven deep to right field. Did he get it? Did he get it? Oh, he got it! A three-run home run! Jazz has done it again! And the Yankees take the lead! 5-4!
Audio courtesy of ESPN. In the bottom of the ninth, with the Phillies down by 1, Johan Rojas scored off a wild pitch to tie the game 5-5. In the top of the 12th, with the game tied 6-6, Gleyber Torres drove in the winning run on a double play. With the win, Chisholm Jr. finished the game with 2 runs, 5 RBIs, and 2 home runs. Over to the NBA, where news broke out on Tuesday, July 16th, that Joe Jellybean Bryant has passed away at the age of 69. Joe Bryant was the father of the late Kobe Bryant, who passed away in a helicopter crash along with his daughter Gianna Bryant on January 26, 2020. Joe Bryant was drafted with the 14th overall pick by the Philadelphia 76ers in the 1975 NBA draft. In his career, he recorded 5,252 points, 2,441 rebounds, and 1,049 assists. Starting in the NHL, in Game 2 of the second round, the New York Rangers beat the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 in a double overtime thriller. The game was a tough physical matchup between the two teams from start to finish. Late in the first period, with the game tied 1-1, Dmitry Orlov scored an incredible goal that gave the Hurricanes a 2-1 lead. In the second period, the Rangers answered back off a goal by Alexis Lafreniere that tied the game 2-2. Jake Guentzel put the Hurricanes back in front 3-2. In the third period, with the Rangers trailing, Chris Kreider tied the game back up 3-3 off a phenomenal goal. In the second overtime period, with the score still 3-3, Vincent Trocheck scored a phenomenal go-ahead goal for the victory.
Ran into Zibanejad. Kreider wound up with it. Panarin's shot blocked by Slavin. Follow-up is free. They score! Vincent Trocheck wins it in overtime for New York!
Audio provided by ESPN. With the win, the Rangers now lead the series 2-0. Starting off in the NFL, where news broke out across the league, the Chicago Bears have fired head coach Matt Eberflus. It is the first time in franchise history that the Bears are making a head coaching decision midseason. The firing comes after poor game management in the loss against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day. With 33 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter and time ticking, Eberflus did not take his final timeout, and the offense took a desperation shot for the end zone that lost them their sixth straight game. He ends his tenure with Chicago with a record of 14-32. Offensive coordinator Thomas Brown will serve as the interim head coach.